A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but handed him over for us all, how will he not also give us everything else with him? Who will bring a charge against God's chosen ones? It is God who acquits us. Who will condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, rather, was raised, who also is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. What will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or the sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being slain all the day. We are looked upon as sheep to be slaughtered. No, and all these things we conquer overwhelmingly through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our soul has been rescued like a bird from the fowler's snare. Had not the Lord been with us when men rose up against us, then would they have swallowed us alive when their fury was inflamed against us. Then would the waters have overwhelmed us, the torrent would have swept over us, over us then would have swept the raging waters. Broken was the snare, and we were freed. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
Our soul has been rescued like a bird from the fowler's
vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus said to his disciples, "See that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will deceive many. You will hear of wars and reports of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for these things must happen, but if it will not yet be the end. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes from place to place. All these are the beginning of the labor pains. Then they will hand you over to the persecution, and they will kill you. You will be hated by all nations because of my name. And then many will be led into sin, and they will betray and hate one another. Many false prophets will arise and deceive many. And because of the increase of evil doing, the love of many will grow cold. But the one who perseveres to the end will be saved.
Verbum Domini.
Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. We often begin prayer that way, by making the sign of the cross. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Clothing ourselves in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The responsorial psalm today says, our soul has been rescued like a bird from the fowler's snare. The ultimate rescue mission is salvation. Our souls being rescued. We must place ourselves in the way of being rescued. In a way, pray that we may recognize in ourselves the need to be rescued. Be rescued from sin. To be rescued from the foul of the snare of this, of the one who could take down our lives, the enemy. St. Paul says to the Romans in the first letter, if God is for us, who can be against us? He is pointing to the love of God that conquers all things. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The love of God saves us. Through the redemptive work of Christ, Christians have been liberated from the terrible forces of sin and death. Christ cuts the shackles of sin in our lives. The Holy Spirit accomplishes the saving mission of Christ in us again and again and again, over and over and over again. That's why we pray to the Holy Spirit constantly. Come, Holy Spirit, come. We are saved and we are being saved at this very moment, and we look forward to being saved when we finally meet Christ face to face. This is the true meaning of being saved. We're saved, we're being saved at this very moment, right now. Being sustained by Christ right now, by God. And we look forward to being saved when we meet Christ face to face when we die. And we can be confident in God's love for us in every trial, in every persecution, that God's love sustains us. Yesterday was the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. Two men, one crown of martyrdom. The ancient city of Rome is sanctified by the blood of the blessed apostles, Saints Peter and Paul, and their mission to proclaim the kingdom of heaven ended in that same city, Rome. They were both martyred. And tradition says that St. Peter by upside-down crucifixion and St. Paul by beheading. The mission of these two apostles ended in Rome, and their successor has continued this mission in Rome ever since. The crossroads of the church lead to Rome, and some say all roads lead to Rome. The many rescues of Peter and Paul were not simply from earthly powers, but from the enemy of God. Paul said to Timothy, "The Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed and all the Gentiles hear it. And I was rescued from the lion's mouth," he says. I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil threat and bring me safe to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. St. Paul's letters to Timothy. "And I was rescued from the lion's mouth." Again and again, a rescue mission all throughout the sacred scriptures. And this rescue mission the Lord wants to accomplish in each one of us. Not so much a rescue from trial and suffering. Life is hard. There will be trials. There will be suffering this side of heaven. Our Lady said to Saint Bernadette, "I can't promise you happiness this side of heaven, but only in heaven, that you will have to endure many sufferings in your life." Life is hard. There will inevitably be trial and suffering, like St. Paul and St. Peter, persecution in our lives. But if we're truly living the Beatitudes, the Lord said in chapter 5 of St. Matthew's Gospel, "Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for yours is the kingdom of heaven." This is the sign of Christianity, even persecution. In other words, it's a sign that we're doing something right when persecution comes. The blood of the martyrs is the seedbed for the church, for Christianity, says Tertullian. The blood of the martyrs gives birth to more Christians, and the willingness to die for the faith leads to the conversion of others. The memorial today commemorates the nameless followers of Christ who were brutally killed by Emperor Nero in the year 64. St. Augustine gives thoughts of, in his writings of the memory of the martyrs. He says, "Christians celebrate the memory of martyrs with religious ceremony, in order to arouse emulation and in order that they may be associated with their merits and helped by their prayers. But to none of the martyrs do we erect our altars, as do to the God of martyrs, we erect altars at their shrines. For what bishop standing at the altars of the bodies of martyrs ever said, "We offer to Peter or Paul or Cyprian masses offered to God who crowned the martyrs at the shrine of the martyrs, so that the very spot may remind us of to arouse in ourselves a more fervent charity toward those whom we imitate and toward him who gives us the power to do so. We erect altars to God, and the martyrs give us the example of intercession, and they seek intercession before God." And this has been the same since Christianity, since the beginning. In the catacombs, the early Christians would celebrate Holy Mass on the tombs, on the top of the martyrs, the ones who shed their blood for Christ. And every Mass, we remember the martyrs, especially during the Eucharistic prayer. The Catechism of the Catholic Church 2473 says, "Martyrdom is the supreme witness given to the truth of the faith. It brings bearing witness even until death. The martyr bears witness to Christ, who died and rose, to whom he is united by charity. He bears witness to the truth of the faith and of Christian doctrine. He endures death through an act of fortitude." St. Irenaeus says, "Let me become the food of beasts through whom it will be given me to reach God." The Catechism further states, "The Church painstakingly collected the records of those who persevered to the end, witnessing their faith. And these are the acts of the martyrs. They form the archives of truth written in letters of blood." And here are the words of St. Polycarp, disciple of St. John, before his martyrdom. He says, "Neither the pleasures of the world nor the kingdoms of this age will be of any use to me. It is better for me to die in order to unite myself to Christ Jesus than to reign over the ends of the earth. I seek him who died for us. I desire him who rose for us. My birth is approaching." He says, "My birth is approaching." His dies natali, his birth. His birth in the flesh, not from his mother, but his birth unto God. "My birth is approaching. I bless you for having judged me worthy from this day and this hour to be counted among the martyrs. You have kept your promise, God of faithfulness and truth. For this reason and for everything, I praise you and bless you, for I glorify you through the eternity and the heavenly high priest, Jesus Christ, your beloved Son. Through him, who is with you in the Holy Spirit, may glory be given to you now and for ages to come. Amen." We ask the intercession of all the holy martyrs, especially all the first martyrs of the Holy Roman Church. Pray for us.